Welcome back to our Beaver Fever Friday finale here at Geo's in Bemidji. Kelly Schultz, Brian Schultz, and Kevin Reed hanging out with you until about 2 o'clock today. And joining us, the BSU Female Athlete of the Year, Rachel Norton from the BSU soccer team, senior out of Moundsview, Minnesota. Rachel, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Wow, I look at all your accolades. I'm going to embarrass you. 2018 NSIC Offensive Player of the Year, first team All NSIC. Oh yeah, All American, All Central Region. The list goes on and on. And your team makes it to the NCAA tournament for the second year in a row and gets their first win in the NCAA tournament and getting to host. Is there any one thing out of that whole list that is like your personal favorite of that list?
Personal favorite? I don't know. I would say yesterday being Athlete of the Year was kind of my goal since I was a freshman. So I really love that. But definitely just all the team accolades. When I committed here, I had no idea. I didn't even look at the record. You know, I was like, yes, I want to play college soccer. I'll go here. I love Gemstone. This is why I came here. So I just love that we actually are good. I love that it was worth it.
Might be the understatement of the day.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, I love that it was worth it. I mean, I love that I committed here and it turned out being just everything I could have dreamed of.
Well, I think we all expected you to get that award yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. After all those accolades.
Be honest, did you expect it or was it still a little bit of a surprise?
I had really hoped for it, but a week ago, Coach told me to write a speech, and I was like, this is it. So I was expecting it a little bit, but I had really hoped for it, and I was like, you know, there's other people. I thought Anna Phoebe could get it for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, she deserved it as well. So I was like, it might be between her and I, and if anything, she's a student athlete, the definition of a student athlete. I was like, she'll probably get it, and she deserves it, so... Yeah.
Well, she's one of three seniors, you, Anna, and Danny Nelson. How special is it that you three have had so many accomplishments together as seniors?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, they're also my best friends, and we just amp each other up. We've lived together all 4 years, basically. And, you know, that's what Danny's dad would always say. He's like, you guys are the powerhouse. Like, he's so lucky to recruit you. And we're like, dang, is he right? Like, I mean, it's incredible. Like, Danny's the best midfielder I know. Phoebe's the best goalie I know. And I mean, it's lucky that we all were starting as freshmen and playing all 4 years because there was no really tension. I mean, we just love the sport and we're lucky to be able to play. So. Yeah, it's really cool.
The one thing about being recruited by Coach Stone is it's all about family.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of coaches say it. Mm-hmm. He lives it, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. He is the reason I came here. No, not. I mean, I had other offers, nothing as good as here, but he is the entire reason I came here. I mean, I walked into his office and just the way he made it seem, the way he always welcomed me, he would write me handwritten notes. He would call me on the 4th of July. You know, he makes this place home. And without a doubt, he's the reason I came here. Yeah.
Hmm. You look back on this season in particular. Take us back to the selection show night. And your team all being together in a public setting, mm-hmm. and getting to share that moment with not just your teammates, but with Beaver fans that happened to be there, and we were there. Mm-hmm. What was it like knowing that you guys got to host?
It's amazing. I mean, we never could have dreamed of it. Coach used to have us close our eyes and picture it. He'd say, let's all picture us in my living room with my family having a homemade meal, and they say our name on the TV. He's like, picture it, close your eyes and picture it. And we would picture it and we're like, okay, whatever, you know, whatever. But it happened and it was like insane. Like, we are so happy that even a home game, I mean, because the first time it was like we had no idea, and the second time we like knew, but we were like, a home game, that's all you can dream of. So
well, in a home game in Bemidji, that time of year, mm-hmm. Snow, cold. Mm-hmm. A lot of the teams that were playing that had to come here were like, oh, no.
Yeah.
especially Central Missouri. I mean, they're not used to the cold.
Mm-hmm.
How much of an advantage do you think that gave you guys in that first game?
Oh, a ton of advantage. We're used to playing in the snow at this point. I remember when I was 16 and we played Bemidji for a scrimmage, and it was snowing. And we're like, what are we doing here? And we lost by a ton, and we're like, dang, these Bemidji girls, they know what to do up here when it snows. So
that's when you were playing for Moundsview, or mm-hmm. Irondale High School. I get those two mixed up. You scored that game-winning goal against Minot in that NCAA game. Allie Smith had the other two goals. Obviously, she's going to be a junior next year. Mm-hmm. What does the future look like for this Beaver squad, knowing that?
I'm not worried at all for them. They have so much talent. You know, I thought without Phoebe, it could be difficult, but because a goalie, without a goalie, I mean, it's a tough call. But, I mean, I watched that UND game where people were playing goalie, have never played goalie in their life, and we still won. And I was like, they're going to be just fine. Like, they're going to be just fine. So,
see, and I remember back to the first year you guys made the national tournament, mm-hmm. two seasons ago, and how many freshmen you had on that team.
Mm-hmm. Was it 13?
You guys expected to get back there this year. Two seasons ago, the first year you went. Realistically, with that many newcomers, were you ever expecting to make the national tournament?
I don't think any of us ever expected it, ever. I mean, until it happened, it was never, I mean, I've been on teams before, and we're like, yeah, it'd be nice to win state or, you know, win the tournament, but it was like, I've never really been on that super hardcore winning team, so when I was like, this is what it feels like to be a champion. No wonder my dad never closes the yearbook. Like, this is great. So, no, we didn't really ever expect it. But when it happened, we were like, this is going to be worth it, and we want to do this from now on.
Well, I know Kevin and I got a chance to be part of a couple of those games that we watched and called on the radio. And there was no doubt in my mind watching how well your team worked together. Did you guys feel that way out on the field? Like, it was almost as if some of you and your teammates were sharing the same brain. Like, you and Allie Smith would go flying up the field, and it's like you didn't even have to say much, and she knew where to put the ball.
Mm-hmm. Allie Smith and I, we always talk about that. We say, you're my partner in crime. Like, we just get it. We know where to go. We play the same way. Just the runs we make, we can see that ball. And I just hope there's someone next year for her that can do that. And the other day in practice, I practice with them still about twice a week, and Maggie did that play, and I told Maggie, I said, you see Allie on that, and you guys are going to be just fine next year. I said, this is Allie's move, and that ball, you play that every time, and you'll be just fine.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, Allie's my partner in crime, no doubt, and she's going to do great things here. I have no doubt in my mind she's going to beat all my records.
Well, records were made to be broken,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
What is your major?
Marketing communications.
So what do you want to do?
Good question. I've never had a dream job. I don't really care what I do, but I'll do anything. And as long as I like the people I'm with, I'll be happy.
Do you have a job lined up yet or no?
Yes. So I am going to be a grad assistant coach next year at Northern State University.
With Rich,
my
you can't
my
go to the enemy.
I know,
oh, Rachel.
I said I'd give anything to be in a different conference.
Oh,
but it was a good opportunity. It's handed me on a silver platter. So
I was
like,
just gonna say
not?
He probably just was like, "Hey, I got a job for you."
Yep, he accepted the head coach position and came to my door while I was in my PJs and said, "Will you be my grad assistant coach?" And I'm like, "Sure."
Get to go to school for free. Finish my master's. Why not?
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Well, congratulations on that. And sorry, but once a Beaver, always a Beaver, right?
Oh, that's what I said. I'm like, Mom, you're not able to root for Northern. I'm like, you are always a Beaver.
Good.
Like, I might have this job, but you have to be a Beaver.
I like that.
How has not only school, but also the people here prepared you for the real world?
Oh, it's been incredible here. I mean, I said it in my speech last night. You don't get this type of community at a Big Ten school. I mean, I walk to class and I have seven people asking me how I'm doing. And I love it here. I love a small school. It has its downfalls, you know, but without a doubt, this was my best decision ever. I mean, we make fun of that slogan sometimes because it's really dramatic, but it's true. So,
wow. Rachel Norton. I can't get over all the accolades. It has been such a pleasure watching you grow and accomplish as much as you did.
Thank you.
Left a legacy here for your underclassmen.
Thank you.
Definitely at BSU.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Except when you play the Beavers next year.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, Coach Gorski.
Yeah.
Our Beaver Fever finale here at Giovanni's continues on the Beaver Radio Network.